Hello there, and welcome back to my podcast. So today we're going to talk about how can you tell if a company's culture is good fit for you or no. This is how can you even gauge if that's the right company you are suitable to work in, which matches your value and belief system. So let's get started. Organizations with a positive culture not only have happier, more engaged employees, but also enjoy improved collaboration, creativity, and business results. That being said, a company's culture is an intangible asset defined by everything from its physical space to how people interact face to face, which can make assessing the culture a difficult proposition during a remote interview, which is more or less the given scenario we are in today. True, isn't it? So this brings up today's podcast on ways to know a company culture when interviewing remotely. So what's the best way to assess a company culture during the interview process? And it can get a bit challenging to assess from your laptop screen, but you can watch out for some key signals and red flags. 1. Check the reviews. Check the reviews on sites such as Glassdoor and LinkedIn and be prepared to ask some reverse behavioral questions to see if their claims are true or just lip service. Do your own research. 2. Pay attention to the hiring process. The way a company conducts the hiring process speaks volumes about its work environment and cultural values. The process should be well organized, professional, and address the needs of the candidate. 3. Know your zero tolerances. All of us have an ideal working environment in mind before we even start looking for a new job. Make sure you have a list of certain values that you expect from a company you wish to work for. When you have a concrete list of things you expect in a company culturally and things that you cannot stand, then you will be able to assess the company better during the interview. 4. Ask questions related to company culture. As you're interviewing remotely, you must have a specific list of questions that you want to ask the interviewer. Make sure not to ask very open-ending questions like tell me about your company culture or anything similar that will get you very scripted responses from your interviewer. For instance, you can ask questions like, how has your company culture changed ever since remote working started? How do you keep the team spirit together when working remotely? What are some traditions you have for your remote as well as in-house employees? Such questions or anything along the lines can get you valuable information about the company's culture. 5. Connect with former employees. People who have already worked for the company will probably give you the best review of the culture of a company. You can connect with some of the employees on LinkedIn to get their first-hand reviews on the company. I'm sure these gateways will help you during your corporate journey. My next podcast is Why Organizational Culture Even Matters. So happy listening, learning, and developing yourself. To learn more, follow our Classroom to Boardroom series. You could also follow us on socials. This is Interview Cracker for you on Insta. This is Ashwini Das Gupta, your personal development NLP expert, signing off.